returned to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever, grave digger. When you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel grave digger. Muriel Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch as your only children are lower than the ground. I mean, never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow? I can feel rain. Gravedigger, ring around the rosary, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Satan wants to dig your grave. Satan wants to dig your grave. You know, every time I would go through this town, I would pass through this big graveyard. And this graveyard seems to stretch probably about a mile. And every day it seemed that there was a grave digger digging somebody's grave. Every day somebody's grave was being dug. And it was, I knew this town's a very weird, evil town. But I also wondered that why so many graves were being dug. And the truth of the matter is, I seen Satan, and he said, when will I have to dig your grave? You see, Satan wants to dig your grave, and every time I went by this graveyard, I seen the grave digger. Yes, this grave digger. Yes, have you ever watched the news where you've seen mass graves? Have you ever seen multiple bodies being bulldozed into the ground? You see, Satan wants to dig your grave today. He wants to dig your grave, and I couldn't believe how many people I talked to were unemployed. And more people were unemployed. And it seemed to me the only one that had a job was the grave digger. The grave digger was the only one employed in that town. It was the grave digger. He's the one that was employed. Yes, Satan wants to dig your grave. You know, there was a man, this well-known man in a village during my childhood, and yes, he was a grave digger, and he had a job, and that was his business. And when somebody died, the family would pay this man to dig a grave where the corpse would be buried. Rain or shine, day or night, he was always there. And it always amazed me that while everyone else would be crying, this man would be smiling. You see, the grave digger was smiling. He was even found joking, "Grave digging is my business. The more people die, the happier I get." So one day there was a sharp noise from the public cemetery. A report soon came to the village elders that while digging a grave, this man, we'll call him Daniel, suddenly collapsed and fell into it dead. Yes, this grave digger fell into his own grave that he was digging. And the elders burst out laughing and said, "Daniel finally dug his own grave." Daniel finally dug his own grave. How many of you today, I wonder, how many of you are digging your own grave? How many of you right now, if I would ask you, are you a grave digger? Are you a grave digger? Are you digging your own grave? Are you trying to bury somebody else? Are you trying to put somebody else under? Are you digging your own grave? Yes, the truth of the matter is, Daniel, this grave digger, he fell into his own grave. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 10:8, chapter 10, verse 8 and 10, "He who digs a pit will fall in it, and whoever breaks through a wall will be bitten by a serpent. And he who quarries stone may be hurt by them, and he who splits wood may be endangered by it. And if an axe is dull and the one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success." So how do we know that we are a grave digger, you might ask? And what are the dangers that we put ourselves into, you might ask? And how do we get out of such a self-destruction path? And these are more of the issues that we should really examine. There's a lot of people out there that are grave diggers. There's people that you work with are grave diggers. And their only goal is to step on you. Their only goal is to put you under. The Bible says in Proverbs 26, chapter 26, verse 27, "Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. And he who rolls a stone will have it rolled back on him." You see, the Bible is very clear. Whatever pit that you try to trap somebody with, it will eventually come back on you. A grave digger is a person who uses his or her God-given opportunities or positions to hurt rather to help or the less favored people. In the Word of God, exaltation or promotion come neither from the east nor the west nor the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one, He exalts the other. Psalm 75 verse 6 and 7, but it is God who judges, He brings one down and He exalts another. Boy, all I know is every time I watch television and I'm on I watch the news, I see more and more grace. And if you follow these wars around the world, you'll see more and more grace. All you got to do is look in Israel, look in Gaza, look at the Ukraine, and you'll see more pictures of mass graves in the Middle East. But more and more here in America, I see more and more graves being dug. You see, Satan wants to dig your grave. But we know that Jesus Christ our Lord, He says there's no grave that can hold the body down. Jesus Christ rose from the grave. You see, the grave digger went after Jesus Christ. The grave digger went after Jesus Christ, but Jesus arose from the grave. Yes, Satan wants to dig your grave today. Satan is sending a grave digger. He wants to dig your grave. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of you are digging your own graves. The truth of the matter is, you are digging a pit and you're about to fall into it. You need to stop digging your own grave. Stop digging this pit, because you are about to fall into your own grave. So it doesn't matter where you find yourself right now in your life, whether you're the head of the household or you're in the government or you have your own business or cause. We all have been anointed by God for a purpose. And His purpose, therefore, we shall all be held accountable to Him for our records. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 29, do not say, I'll do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay back that man for what he did. In Galatians 6, 7, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man will reap what he sows. You see, Satan wants to dig your grave. Satan wants to dig your grave. But some of you, you're grave diggers. Some of you, you've been in the business of grave digging, and enterprise owners are very rational and they're pursuing business opportunities. Since a major drive is to operate profitability and entrepreneurs focus on optimizing opportunities and minimizing threats and losses. Therefore, emotions and feelings play a secondary role when it comes to business today, as more and more America's being demoralized and it's very unethical, and a lot of our businesses have sold their soul to Satan, and a lot of these business owners have become grave diggers, and they are plotting the downfall and the obstructing the progress of the perceived competitors or rivals or enemies, which are the average American people. You see, these grave diggers, they are plotting the downfall and obstruction of the American people. You see, they are in the business of grave digging, and in their own view, survival is at stake, and that is not the time for any other consideration. For example, let's take a look into the Word of God in the Bible of King Saul. His consuming desire to kill David so as to prevent the lad from becoming the next king of Israel. Oh, come on, somebody. He killed 85 priests for granting David sanctuary. In 1 Samuel 22, verse 6 through 18, Saul gave up the comfort of his palace to sleep in the wilderness to pursue his singular goal to eliminate David. Saul was a grave digger, and his only goal was to eliminate David, because David was going to be the next king of Israel. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you right now that there's a grave digger around you. I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to dig your grave. I'm here to tell you that some of you have been digging your grave long enough. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ, He arose from the grave. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ, He arose from the grave. I'm telling you right now, if you would put your trust in Jesus, the resurrection power of the living God, He's going to come and you're going to rise. Yeah, I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to dig your grave, but Jesus said it's time to arise. Oh, come on, somebody. We can put it into another way. Not only is grave digging a business, but it has become a sport. Yes, it has become a sport to some of these business owners or entrepreneurs. They celebrate when their opponent loses. It's become a sport. In like manner, grave diggers are glad when people die. Grave diggers are glad when people's calamity. In Proverbs 17:5, he who mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished, just as to do evil is like sport to a fool. In Proverbs 10:23, you need to understand, some people, to do evil is like a sport. How to get over on somebody. A fool finds pleasure in evil conduct, but a man of understanding's delight is wisdom. Yes, Satan is coming to America and he wants to dig your grave. Satan is in America today and his only goal is to dig your grave. That is his only goal. Let's take for an example of adulterers today. The Word of God says, this is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wickedness, in Proverbs 30:20. What a sport! We see this happening all around in America. When adulterers play hide and seek on their spouses, they are digging their graves by lowering their standards in society and putting at risk their spiritual integrity and their sexual health. Yet it is fun and games for adulterers. So many of you today, you're digging your own grave. But the grave, I'm telling you, that you're digging for somebody else just might be your own grave. And if we would know for one brief moment that a grave that we were digging could be ours, I wonder how many of us would continue digging. How many of you would continue digging the grave if you would have known that grave would have been yours? You see, the Word of God says, he who digs a pit will fall into it. In Ecclesiastes 10:8, whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. In Proverbs 26:27, if a man digs a pit, he will fall into it. If a man rolls a stone, it will roll back on him. It's like this. Haman, being hanged on the gallows he built for Mordecai, is a classic example of what is meant by this first line. You know, breaking through the fence, one is stung by the serpent looking in the stones of his neighbor's garden walls. Satan wants to dig your grave, America. Satan wants to dig your grave. And as I went through this town, and it seems like every time I see another grave being dug, and all I can think is the grave digger, he's the one employed. He's the one that's making money. Why more and more Americans are unemployed? Why more and more Americans are jobless? I'm here to tell you the grave digger isn't jobless. The grave digger, he's getting a lot of money. He is making money off people's calamities. And if we would know for one brief moment that the grave that we were digging could be ours, I wondered if you would continue digging that grave. But the grave that you are digging just might well be yours. The grave that you are digging just might be yours. So you might ask, how am I digging my own grave, you might ask. What about the misuse of your high position? Yes, the Word of God says, dead flies purify the perfumer's ointment and causes it to give off a foul odor. So does a little folly to one respect for wisdom and honor, Ecclesiastes 10:1. See, a person of honor and wisdom is occupying a high position, just as flies are attracted to a perfumer's ointment. So are evil people also attracted to a person's occupying a high position. You see, evil people are like flies because they're all attracted to this high position. They come from the largest by way of contracts, advices, promotions, or gossip, just as flies can die by the perfume or somebody's ointment. So can evil people corrupt those in high positions who do not have the fear of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the end, just as the ointment is useless to the one who is wearing the perfume, so will foolish people in high positions lose such positions of honor and respect, because why? They have dug their own graves. I'm here to tell you today that Satan wants to dig your own grave. Satan wants to dig your own grave. I don't know how many times I see on television graves. But one day we're all going to the grave. And I hope we all want it to be later than sooner. And we got to accept the fact that one day that we're all going to be taken out of this world. But I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to dig your grave. Some of them are going to rejoice. Some of them are going to be happy when you're no longer here. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants you to stay. He wants to stay for a little while. You need to understand that today. I don't know what's going on in this world, but I feel evil is just moving in this society, and it's taking over so many people. Oh, come on, somebody. And Satan has already have his grave diggers, and he's waiting just to dig your grave. How many of you know today that without Jesus, you can't live another day? How many of you know today without Jesus Christ, you can't have strength? How many of you know today that Jesus has that resurrection power to heal you? But I'm here to tell you right now that Satan's coming to try to dig your grave. And I know that we've been trying to warn you over and over again, but Satan's coming to dig the grave of America. Can't you look around and see America dying today? Can't you look around? I see people are dying today. Yes, Satan is coming to dig your grave. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you would be healed by the power and the blood of the cross. I'm praying right now in Jesus Christ that I would be healed. Oh, come on, somebody. I feel the power of Jesus moving. There's a resurrection power coming into America today. We really need Jesus and we need Him back. I'm sick and tired of the threats. I'm sick and tired of Satan wanting to laugh at me. He wants to put me in the grave. But I'm here to tell you that my Jesus is alive and well. And there ain't no grave that holds Jesus down. And I'm here to tell you there ain't no grave that holds Jesus down. You need to understand that the only thing that can give you life right now is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has come to give you life. He's come to raise you from the grave. Oh, I know some of you got to look to Jesus. Some of you still don't believe in Jesus, but I want to tell you that He is still alive and well today. I know some of you say, look at this crazy preacher. No, I got to tell you, if you don't believe in Jesus today, you're crazy, because Jesus is the only one that can give you life today. Don't you know there's grave diggers all around you? They want to put you in the grave. You need to cry out and seek the Lord more than ever, because Jesus is still alive and well. Oh, come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today. Satan is in America and he wants to dig your grave, but I'm here to tell you there ain't no grave that hold my Jesus down. There ain't no grave that can hold my Jesus down. I know some people today, they don't want to see you even to live. They don't want to see you to have anything, but Jesus Christ came to give life and life in the fullness. I don't know about you, but don't you think it's time that we start putting our trust in Jesus Christ all of the more? We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Oh, come on, somebody, you're still not listening to me today because you are possibly digging your own grave. You are possibly digging your grave to the pit of hell. You are possibly digging this grave, and you're about to fall into it, and I got to warn you, stop. Stop digging your own grave. Turn around and look to Jesus Christ. A lot of people misuse their high positions and they're digging their own grave. Yes, the Word of God says a wise man's heart is at his right hand, but fool's heart is at his left. And it is well established that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and that a fool is a person who believes there is no God. And he also knows that a human heart is at the left side of the chest. Therefore, the verse above suggests that a wise person does not rely on the human heart, that is, does not walk by sight, but on the spiritual. Come on, somebody, we need to understand this today, that Jesus Christ arose from the grave. But Satan wants to dig your own grave. Satan wants to dig your own grave. It's creepy, life. It's creepy when we're driving and we see all these graves being dug in America. It's creepy when we see all these graves being dug in America today. And it seems to me that everybody is out of work except the grave digger. And as I watch the news and I see all these mass graves, and all I know is when I was traveling, I felt Satan laughing and saying, "You're next, Pastor Dean. You're next. I'm waiting to dig your grave, Pastor Dean. I'm coming to dig your grave, Pastor Dean." And I know Satan wants to dig my grave, and Satan wants to dig your grave also. But I'm here to tell you that no grave has held our Jesus down. And you don't have to be afraid. All you got to do is trust in Jesus, and He's come to give you life. and you need to ask Jesus to give you life. There's so much destruction in America today. So many people have sold this country out to Satan. It's officially known that Satan has taken over America. But I'm here to tell you, to those that believe in Jesus Christ, I want to tell you right now that there ain't no grave that has held Jesus Christ down. And even though Satan wants to dig your grave, I'm here to tell you that there ain't no grave that can hold Jesus down. We need to ask Jesus right now to give us life. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not even guaranteed, and all we have is today. You didn't listen to me. I said yesterday is gone, and tomorrow's not guaranteed, and all we have is today. I pray, Jesus, that you would bless those that are listening to this today. Here comes the gravedigger. Let's be careful of the dangers of digging our own grave. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus. We need Him now. Yes, Satan wants to dig your grave. Satan wants to dig your grave, but Jesus has arose from the grave.
Cyrus Jones, 1810 to 1913, made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever, grave digger. When you dig my grave, could you make it shallow, so that I can feel rain? Grave digger. Muriel Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch as your only children are lower than the ground. I mean, never have to bury your own babies, grave diggers.